You know it's your girl B.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Dree.
It's your girl Sheik.
Welcome back to Our Daddy Son's podcast,
the ugliest podcast in the world.
Now, if y'all are rocking with us, which I'm sure by this point you are, and you can't stand to miss another minute of the ugly, please don't forget to follow us on Instagram.
And be sure to subscribe to our podcast. That way you can sprinkle a little ugly in your life every goddamn week.
Do you remember?
My girl, she loves me.
Hey, Modest Behavior, of course.
Yes, and then what was it? The one is like light-skinned, dark-skinned. Don't care.
Diggy.
Oh, Mrs. Wright.
As long as
where is Mrs. Wright? I gotta see her.
I wanna see her. Travel all across the world just to meet her.
Yeah. Get me on the fly.
What was the one that was like the OMG Girls song? I can't remember that music right now.
That was what they were called, the OMG Girls. They were there. I couldn't think of it.
Because it was always Modest Behavior, OMG Girls, and Diggy Simmons.
Yes, I was telling her that the first concert I ever went to go see was Diggy Simmons, and
I guess that says a lot about me as a person.
What was your first concert?
Go ahead, tell your story.
Go ahead. I was 15, and I had to beg my mom for me to go to this concert unsupervised, and I was dying. I was definitely the definition of like a fangirl, just like, oh my god. So basically, it was quiet right before when Diggy was like the last performance. I think Prodigy was there from Modest Behavior, and there was OMG Girls, and then Diggy was there. When he came out, it was all silent. It was all the steam, the smoke, and the black and the lights on him. And basically, I think he was gonna sing a four letter word, and then it was just silent. And I was just like, oh, yeah, Diggy. and then he stopped what he was saying. He was like, love you too. And I was like, oh, my heart.
I'm waiting.
I felt special. Okay. I felt so special.
I'm glad. Because yeah, my first concert experience was not that.
Okay, well, I was. What's yours? Because mine was, I was 17, and it was for Grad Bash. And back in the day, when I tell you, my first love was Trey Mae Neverson. Trey Songz. I loved that man so much so that my name on Facebook, my last name was Neverson on Facebook for a very long time. Like,
oh
yes,
my god,
I was. Yep, say what you want. I was one of those. And I seen that he was playing for Grad Bash at Universal, and I was like, mom, please, you never let me go anywhere. Just let me do this one thing, and I'll never complain about the last 17 years of bullshit. And she was just like, fine.
Yeah.
I went, and I lost my mind. First of all, I told, because, you know, whoever I was with at the time, I was like, look, okay, we got to get to the front. We got late. We were late because we were riding all the rides at Universal. Let me tell you how I was bumping bitches, okay? Trying to get, I'm talking move, bitch, like move. I got from the very back because it was getting packed. I somehow got to the third row. How? I was, yeah.
Yeah, crank up.
Let me tell you the one and only reason I was not in the first row, because the person in front of me was on crutches and I was like,
all right, I would be pretty anxious.
I mean, if I push a bitch on crutches.
I would be lying to you if for not 1 second I was like,
should I?
She need to move. Why is she on crutches anyways in the standing zone?
Well, in her defense, the whole thing was like standing. Like there was.
Well, she needed to be somewhere where she could sit and not get bumped.
Bro, I lost my fucking mind. And then he took off his shirt. And I did the same shit. Basically, it was quiet. And I'm like, Trey Songz, I love you so much. Like, I did all that. Yeah, I did all of that. Recorded the whole thing on my little boof-ass little fucking Android. You know, nope. I tried to watch it back later. And I was like,
I'm weak.
So what was yours, bitch? What did you do?
This says a lot about my character and who I was as a child, apparently.
Was it Tyler the Creator?
As a young adult.
Was it Tyler the Creator?
Yeah, my very first concert was a Tyler the Creator concert.
Yeah.
I was 15. He came to the Norva back in Virginia.
And it was amazing. Like, it really was like, it was like a mosh pit for real. It really was not even a concert. It was just a bunch of angry ass teenagers raging and pushing each other around. And it was great.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It was at the same place that me and Sheik went to that was our first concert together, right?
Was that before or after J. Cole? Because I feel like J. Cole came
first. J. Cole was around my birthday, so I think SZA was before. All I know,
SZA was before, because SZA was in like February.
Yes, right. I remember. I thought it was cold.
It was in the same year, I remember that.
Oh, okay. It was in the same year, then it was definitely SZA first.
So SZA was the first concert that me and you saw together. But yeah, my first concert ever was Tyler the Creator, Odd Future, the whole gang, Wolfgang, Golf Wing. Beautiful, beautiful experience for a 15-year-old girl growing up. And then after that, I went to Chance the Rapper. That was my second concert.
Oh, that was the one when we lived together.
Yeah. That was my second concert was Chance the Rapper, and that's the one I went to by myself. And then, yeah, that was an interesting experience. Concerting by yourself is like, that's different. But it was fun. I met some cool people in the standing area. And then I was up close, pretty close and up front for that one. And his Be Encouraged tour was like, his visuals were everything. Like, yeah. And then we did SZA, and then we did J. Cole together. And then that's it for my concerts, because then Rona had them.
Me and you did Beyonce. And
we did see Beyonce. Yeah. I do remember that.
Beyonce?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot all about that. Yeah, I remember
this
that now.
Podcast is over. I mean, no. I hate you both.
Yeah. No, listen. See what happened was
it really was even, it was not was, us planning it at all.
Not at all. When I tell you the last minute was basically like the day before, she was just like, oh, one of my coworkers got these free tickets off the radio and she can't go, so she gave them to me. Naturally, yeah. She legit won
radio tickets, and then she had to work. It just so happened that I was off, and she was like, or I had called out or something like that. I was like, girl, you can't miss. All right, cool. And she had her kids and stuff. She couldn't get babysitter, blah, blah, whatever. But it was for that weekend, and she had won the tickets on like Thursday. Mm-hmm. And it was like the following day or 2 days from then. And I was like, girl, I'm calling out. I don't know about you. And then I was like, me, you off. I'm off. Yeah, we did go. That was fun. And we went to Orlando. Last
minute trip straight down to Orlo.
It was at the Amway Center. So it was at the same place that J. Cole was at.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was a show, but yes, I will say J. Cole was better, because the Beyonce tickets, they was free tickets.
Yeah,
but they were like bad seats, like they were up really high, so you had to really be like paying attention and like zoom in on your camera to see what was going on.
Yeah, it was,
but the music, the sound, the and everything was great. Yeah. It wasn't touching Cole, because you know we was right there. We could see his real face and his real expressions. But yeah, I forgot all about
Beyonce. Her dress was pretty
though. Oh yeah. She definitely was there.
So it's not our fault. When
resentment came on.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Yeah. That dress was
pretty. So Sheik, you can't blame us because you weren't living with us at the time. But also, and glad, so it's like, I'm glad for the fact that, you know, she didn't have to choose who to take. She just said, I would have been, and I really would have been, because my argument is that y'all been to two concerts without me. It is not, I think, one of them really wasn't, like, y'all fault. I think didn't the sister, like, get rescheduled? And then basically when it got rescheduled to, I definitely had to work and I could not take off.
I think both times was just low-key, like, you were like,
you just had other plans, like you weren't really trying to concert for real.
Yeah,
no, I'm telling you, for one of the, basically when it landed, like, I could not get out of it for certain reasons.
I don't think that was the case. Like,
I feel like it probably was, if anything, it was probably J. Cole, because you had went back home or something like that for J. Cole.
No, J. Cole was definitely when I already had other plans to go somewhere else, so it's like it was just so happened to be that weekend. And we had celebrated my birthday already, or like, oh, we're gonna celebrate when I got back. So that was besides. I think it was a season one, because I think it got canceled, or basically the date got moved, and the date that it got moved to, I had to go to work that weekend.
I'm trying to think. I think it may have differed based on the location, depending on what date it was, and we just chose to go to the Virginia one because that's where I was from. Because we were torn between doing it in North Carolina or doing it in Virginia, and we just decided to go back to Norfolk. Yeah. Just because.
All I know is, like, whatever date it was, like, I basically, like, could not get out of it. Like, I couldn't go.
Yeah, because it was either go to Norfolk or go to, like, some, like, nowhere. Yeah, in, like, North Carolina or something like that. And I was like, we might just go an extra 2 hours and be somewhere where I actually know where we kind of are. True. Versus being lost.
This is a concert.
I'm glad we all had that little fangirl kind of like concert. Like, oh yeah, I was definitely like a tween, basically.
Sylla definitely disappointed me. She so disappointed me. I'm waiting on her next concert tour.
This shit was so fucking ghetto. B, you didn't even really miss, cause like she had us waiting. It was supposed to start at 8, right? Oh. We was there for a fucking hour.
Just, yeah. With no headliners, like
there was no headliner. There was no like,
yeah.
So it was just like silence, or like I think they were just playing like regular.
They were playing like regular like club music.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just like
which is kind of cool, but it was like, all right, yeah. And then it was like, we also, I don't think we were of drinking age either. So then like they had a bar, but it's like we was drinking and. That's so nice. Really, it was like it was at a club, like.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't drink yet. That's right.
Yeah, so we couldn't drink. They definitely had a bar, but like. Yeah, had we been able to drink, it probably would have been better because we would have had an hour worth of just pre-gaming. And either way, like I'm kind of salty with her, but I can't be too mad at her because she still is my first love. But like, well, not my first love, my first, well, I'll say my first female artist love, yeah.
Yeah.
Where I was like, I had to, you know, I still got mad love for the kid.
That's true. But, you know what's something I really do want to do that I'm mad that Rona kind of messed up? And it's
more, is it Rolling Loud?
Yes, I want to do it with y'all for like just to do it one time for the culture. Even though I know I'm not like the most musically inclined person, and I don't be known artist.
We got
and
to. Not,
you guys are definitely like one of my main sources to be put on to things. But it's like I would Rolling Loud with y'all. Like I would just one time for the one time. Let's do it because I feel like I would have that would be an event of a lifetime that would go down in the books for story to tell the grandchildren. I feel like we would have a lot of stories coming out of that.
Let me tell you something. We are going to do the Rolling of the Louds, okay? Yes.
We have to.
Honestly,
we got to do it before we get old.
Yes.
Bitch, first of all, I'm about to be old. I'm turning old age this year.
I'm saying. We got to do it before it's too late.
Bro, mm-hmm. I'm already...
You know, we gotta hit that.
Dying. Well, love Dree's birthday. The best holiday ever. Without a doubt.
Best all believe the things. This year.
When I tell you one thing I do know.
I know.
I think it's more so but, more for me and Sheik. Like me and her always have the most fun on Dree's birthday. Dree can still
always have more fun on my birthday than I have fun on my birthday.
Yes, always. That's why it's my favorite
and holiday. And I've never that's understood why
it's
it.
Our, did I say it was your favorite holiday? No, it's me and B's favorite holiday for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still my favorite holiday because it's my born day, but it's like, I don't understand how y'all have so much fun on my birthday.
I don't know. And you know what's crazy? It's not even because like, it's not even like on some shit where, because-
Y'all be making me the butt of all fun. The jokes.
No. So I was just about to, bitch. I'm saying, even on the year, where like I haven't been with you, because what was it like, not last year but the year before, like I wasn't with you. Mm-hmm. Girl, you weren't, I didn't even know. Obviously I said happy birthday to you on your birthday, but like I forgot it was your birthday like that night, and that night was one of the littest nights I probably ever had in Washington, bro. When I say ignorant, we was drinking, we was taking shots all night, we was out to like 4 a.m doing all the hood rat shit, and I didn't even realize it was still your birthday until last year when like memories from Snapchat, and it showed me every year on birthday what I was doing, and I'm like, damn, even the years I wasn't with you, I'm like, your birthday is just a good ass fucking time, bro. Every year, like even when it's not you. But yes, I do also, laughing at your expense is a little funny on your birthday, like just a little bit.
And even it don't even be a little bit funny, like Like, y'all really be dragging it. So it's like, I be trying to have a good time, but like, don't let me do something. And then it's like, oh, at this point, she can be, and everybody else in our group is definitely, they finna drag her, and it's her birthday, and she feeling herself. Yeah, nah, you gonna feel like trash. And I'm just like, great.
No, being dramatic.
That's not it.
B, I'm gonna tell you where this is coming from. I'm gonna tell you where all this hostility is coming from, because let's act like it ain't what it is. Like I was saying, we were going to the club, bro, in Orlando for Dree's birthday. And as you recall, for her birthday, before we had left Orlando, I had got her a fucking crown, because she didn't want a tiara. Okay, she wanted.
Yeah, I do birthday crowns. That's a staple for the birthday.
Yeah. So I bought her like birthday crown, because I think it had like actual crystals in it or some shit.
Yeah,
so
it was the real deal. Like my dog, she you know, she splurged on the kid, you know.
I really did. Because low key, I remember looking at how much it, I was like, I got you. And she was like, and she was all squishy with me the whole rest of the day. She's like,
she's like,
you love me. I'm like, get off me. Unhands me. Unhands me, woman. Like,
peasant.
Okay. We already know what I did. We ain't got to keep talking about it. And I think she called you and was like, guess what Sheik did for me? And I'm like, can we not? Can we just keep it moving?
Right.
Anyways. So of course she was really excited. And because it's a crown, there was like little loops in it. So basically she had to like bobby pin it to her hair, because mm-hmm. it was literally like not a tiara.
Yeah, it didn't have a comb for it to stick to my head.
So no cap, like it was already kind of like slipping and sliding. Just cause like,
it was so heavy.
Because this was like real metal, like real crystal, so like the shit was like high key heavy. Like, if we should have just got you a little plastic joint, and I feel like it wouldn't have had all the problems. But
I still have it too. That's what's crazy.
Yeah,
I still have it, and I still carry it. Yeah.
So basically, we was we was in the Uber, and she was in the passenger seat next to the Uber driver, and then me, lemonade, and croissant sandwich was in the back seat. And basically, like, it slipped off again, and this time she's like, it broke.
So, okay, no, because my thing is, I had been battling with it in general, just trying to get it to stick to my head all day. And my thing is, like, it was on my head, and it had dropped. It had already kind of had a little bend in it, and I just kind of bent it back, and I was like, all right, whatever, it's fine, don't worry about it. And then basically, as the day progressed, as we started to do more of, like, the handling and trying to get it together, mm-hmm. it was just this one piece. And basically, like, mm-hmm. it had did something, and I think I turned my head because I was trying to, like say something to them. And then basically, mm-hmm. like, I hit my head, like on the, like, the top of the car. So basically, that piece, and it was, like, the front piece.
Oh, let me, no, hold on. So let me tell you why it was so funny, bro. She's like, that she's so visibly, like, it broke, my crown. So Lemonade was like, bro, it's fine. Like, you just put it whatever, it'll be symmetrical. Like, it's no big deal. Cause we had to see what it looked like, right?
Yeah, it's like, oh no, it's fine. I'm like, oh my God, it broke. Like, I was shook.
So when she looked back at us to show us, cause it really was like dead in the front. It just looked so fucking ratchet. And like, because we're trying to make her feel better. That was the bad part. Was like, we were like, it's probably not that bad. If it's on the side, it's not a big deal, whatever. Cause we like assumed it was on the side. So she gave us like the saddest little look, and she looked at us. That shit was broken in the front. Me, Lemonade, and Croissant. Let me tell you, busted out the fuck laughing. Drive was about.
They were laughing so hard that the actual Uber driver started to laugh at me. He was like, your friends are terrible people. And I was like, yeah, I don't know why I'm with them right now. Because at first he was with me, like he was sympathizing with me and stuff. And like, we were kind of having conversation, but then I was like, dang, like, it really broke. And then mind you, we also like are drinking. So I'm sitting here like, I'm really in my feelings about this crown that I really wanted so bad. And then I had already knew that it was like, it was broken in the front. So I already knew. I was like, oh my God. And I had also been the butt of all the jokes to begin with. So I'm like, man, like, this is, I know it's going to look dumb. And they're like, no, it's fine. If you just turn it, or if you whatever, it's probably not that bad. And then I turn around and they all like, I'm talking about froze like mid sentence, and they just looked at me and then bust out laughing. Like, I knew it was bad. Okay.
B,
help me fix this. Don't laugh at me. Give me solutions.
It wasn't intentional. We all busted out laughing. And then B, what was so bad was like, the club was so far away. It was 40 minutes.
We were in Orlando, so everything is spaced out. Like, we were in the car for a while.
B,
oh,
We did not stop laughing until we stepped out of the vehicle. I'm talking, we still kind of walking in the club. Like, it was that fun. I'm not talking like we were laughing and then it kind of quieted down. No, I'm talking like could not breathe, abs hurting. And then everyone's like, we would take turns like, all right, stop laughing. It's not funny anymore. And we kept, I cannot tell you why the fuck it was so funny. I think it was just her real face mixed with like how goofy this crowd looked on her after just where it broke. But when I tell you, me, lemonade, and croissant sandwich were equally like crying. And then the Uber driver was trying not to laugh and he started laughing. And I'm like, come on, bro, you know it's funny. Come laugh with us. Come join. Like, and he was like, trying to be all professional. 40 minutes straight, like nonstop. Oh man.
I'm sorry. I would have felt so like just defeated.
I was already defeated because I also had like so much other stuff happen on my, like, I'm pretty sure I started my period too when I was there. And I was like, there was a lot going on.
We made the Lion King.
It was literally like my worst birthday. Like, and then they were laughing about me starting my period. And I was like, great. I'm literally cramping and feeling like crap.
But you know what? To be honest, you always like either just start or like you're already on.
Yeah, I'm already on. I'm trying to end it every time my birthday comes. Yeah,
and that's not our fault. And I think that's why we have so much fun. I think that's why we have like a one up on you.
That shit was so funny. But yeah, Dree's birthday that year was like we just was laughing, and it just so happened to be at her expense.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, it's always at her expense. I promise you, it's like no matter what. I feel like there's something about her birthday where it's like her mood gets destroyed. But I promise you, I want to tell you that it's because like no matter what, we just always be on 10 for you. But sometimes it don't even be about you. I just be on 10 on your birthday. I just be happy to celebrate. It's like the one thing where I get to celebrate and got nothing to do with me. I just get to party and basically turn up and do everything just for shits and giggles. Yeah. And it's just like...
But I feel like the one thing that I don't understand about it is like, it's my birthday. Why can't it not be about me and we all still turn up? You know,
it starts like, out about you. It starts out about you. It does. It always starts out about you. But once you start having like your
as
like,
in like yeah, we're gonna
decline. We start to elevate.
That's about it.
My thing is, it's just one of those things where we definitely always do make it about you, and it's like, oh, what do you want to do? And you know, you're very specific. You know, you like, I want to do this one and this one and this one. And we're always like, okay, we gonna do this one and we gonna do this one and that one. But we just can't help like the in between of like when some bullshit happened, and then it's just like it just doesn't work out in your favor. We're like, shit. So then me and B be like, and then you just be like, I hate it here, but we love it here.
Yeah, y'all be loving it here. Y'all don't even be trying to like.
No, that's not true. We definitely try to.
Y'all be too busy turned.
We would just be like, come on.
But you can't just say, come on, let's have fun. Because that doesn't fit problems.
But the problem be something that can't be fixed. Like, I'm sorry. Like, okay. So even that year when your crown broke, did I not, after laughing and I got myself together when we got out the core. Did I not take your crown and adjust it? And then I did put it on your head because you did have it on your head at the club. And we have video proof. She did have her crown for the club. We put the part that was fucked up in the back. And then, so basically I just reversed it and then I pinned it down. And then I think it didn't fall. I think that was just, you were just really careful, like not to move too much, like your head. So yeah. We be putting out fires, but we don't do so much.
But you also like you burned down the whole forest, and then
I'm not the one who burned down the forest.
Bitch, I didn't break your crown. I know break your crown. Okay, I just
laughed. But you definitely added fuel to that fire to burn the whole forest, and then you helped me fix it once we got to the club. Which I definitely laughed for a good.
Your analogy is really off. No. What happened is
you weren't there.
More so like. It would be more so like if you broke your leg and then I laughed that your leg broke, but then I took you to the hospital, made sure you got casted up. But I'm not the reason your leg broke. I just laughed because it was funny how you did it because you went like beast and then you broke your leg. But I'm not the reason you broke your leg. Me laughing at you breaking your leg does not mean I'm the reason you broke your leg, bitch.
Just like I'm not the reason, but I'm just saying
you should. I'm never the cause of the problems. I just might laugh.
No, so I have the perfect scenario. New Year's, okay? This is like when like the roles were reversed, okay? Imagine if this was Dree's birthday, right? If something basically happened to her, she's just like down in the dumps. Something happened and it's just like, ugh, I just don't want to be here, or I hate it here type of mentality. New Year's for me, this most
recent
current New Year's that just happened.
I was like, what are you talking about? Was I there?
Yes, New Year's. We were all together. I lost my phone. I lost my phone and I was butt hurt. Like basically almost like I was literally the tears rolling out of my eyes. I was like, I just got a new case. I just got this phone. And it was basically stolen from underneath my nose. I have no idea why. And basically, y'all are still kiki in the corner, like
No. I was not kikiing with you.
No, no, not with me, but with other people. But what I'm saying, with other people. And then you're just like, oh wow, that's crazy.
I didn't know your phone. You're being trying to find it with you.
No. What I'm saying, the whole situation. And then it's like after when I tried. So hold on. I'm gonna get to you because you was there.
But I'm just my hand raised.
So,
but go ahead.
Drew was like, yeah, I know you weren't standing next to me at the moment, but basically when I was like so concerned, I'm not saying that you didn't try to help, but it was just like, there's nothing you could do about it. Like it's lost. Even if you can't locate it, or even if you did locate it, there's nothing you could do about it. So it don't ruin the trip. Like there's nothing you could do about it now. And it was just like y'all just went back to kikiing. And you basically were just like, come on, we're just going to laugh. We're going to laugh this off. And I was just like, does nobody else care that I lost?
We did do that. And I'm going to do you one better. Dree, not only, because I'm going to tell you, I definitely was like, okay, B, I know you're upset. And I understand why you're upset. But, you know, you tried to do the find my iPhone, you know what I'm saying? And we're like, it's gone. Because it was gone. Like, we try to do the find my iPhone, it won't there. I'm like, there's no point of you continuing to be upset because, you know, it's not going to bring the phone back. And I'm having a good time. Because you remember, Friday was my night that I was super drunk and super turned. So I was like, you know, Dree?
What with the other two little Hispanic guys? And I wasn't there when the phone got stolen, so I didn't know what was going on. And then y'all came to me and found me. Then what happened?
But when you found out, basically, you called her dumb. Like, basically, like, you basically told her that she was a dumb bitch. So
I didn't, but I just was like, bro,
we were both insensitive, was my point. Because I was insensitive because I was like, B, I understand that you're upset about your phone, but also I'm having a really good time. So it's not going to bring your phone back. We tried. I gave you my phone. So like, here, do the find my iPhone. Do what you got to do. But I'm too drunk to like put the effort in right now. Because at the end of the day, we was outside. There was 1,000 people. Like, what was I supposed to do? Start touching niggas' asses and be like, okay, you got a phone. You got it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I gave you my phone. I gave you my tools. But I'm like, it's not here. You might as well enjoy the rest of the night. And then you called her a dumb bitch. So.
Yes. So my point is, Dree.
Those were not the words that came out my mouth.
But basically you said you called her dumb. You were basically, who the fuck does that? B, you the only person I know who could literally lose their phone. And like, you definitely
I definitely asked a lot of questions because I was confused. I'm like, what do you mean? Because y'all weren't with me. I was sitting down on the barrel, the Maker's Mark barrel that was off to the side. I'm like, okay, you sitting here. Y'all both are together. Y'all both are having a good old time. I'm having my own little time over here in the corner. I didn't see nothing. Then you come over like, she lost her phone. I'm like, why is she mad? What's going on? Huh? How? And I'm like, you said it was in front of you. I'm like, well, how is it in front of you if you got it taken? Like, I was trying to piece it together because it didn't make sense to me. And I feel like anybody who wasn't in the situation wouldn't have known what the heck happened. So I'm trying to figure out what was going on.
I get that. You tried to find out.
You were basically like, how the fuck you get your phone stole and it was literally with you? Like, you didn't call her.
It didn't make sense.
I hear what you're saying because I was confused, but I was also drunk. But all I'm saying is we were both insensitive to the fact that she was upset. So all I'm saying is,
very upset.
She was very upset, and we were both kind of like, but, and you were just literally laughing, bitch, I'm a ghost. Like, that's what you were doing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's all you said to me.
You every time we get them back, you were just laughing. Like,
I was like, I'm not here. Funny. I was just like,
but that's what I'm saying. That's
because
what I'm
the
saying.
Boys definitely started that because it was like, yeah, I'm a ghost, and I was like, yeah, I'm a ghost because I don't know what the hell going on. I'm drunk. Okay,
but that's what I'm saying. You're very insensitive to the whole thing, and basically, no matter what was going wrong, it couldn't have been fixed. So it's mine is like, you might as well still have a good time. And that is my point. So that is what Chic did to you. Like,
thank you.
It was funny in the moment. You may have not made sense of it, didn't understand it, but it happened. Ain't nothing you could do to change it. So you might as well still turn up. And that's the epitome of what me and Chic do on your birthday. No matter what happens, we still up for the turn up. And that's literally exactly what happens.
If it's something that could be fixed, we'll fix it. Like with your crown, like I couldn't put that little shit back on. But when we got out the car, I definitely took your crown, moved it, pinned it back down to your head. And every time, because I think I had to still adjust it a couple times in the club, I still had you, fam. Okay. So let's not act like I don't ride for my niggas. But at the same time, when it's something you can't change, bro, yeah, it was fucking funny. I ain't gonna hold you. It's funny just thinking about it. Like it was your face, really. I think that's what it was. It was just the look on your face, like, like, am I still beautiful? And it was like, no, bitch, you're not. It's just we. Just...
Am I ugly? No. You know what it is for me? The fact that was your experience with her for her 20th birthday. I got her 21st. And when I tell you, that was a whole nother level of also. Of who her. We listen. Drew, you need to tighten up. That's all I got to say. I was
in Tampa. Hey, at least I didn't record it. B is a hoe, okay? She recorded you at your most vulnerable and sent it to me, and I was in fucking Washington.
You recorded me?
How do you think I knew? You think she told me? Bitch, I saw it with my real eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I love him.
Evidence. Because I could not be the only one.
And sent it to me.
I could not be the only person out of all the 7 billion people on this earth to know what happened. I had to have evidence.
But weren't the only person, because I feel like
your cousin
was there.
We couldn't be two people out of 7 billion people on this earth. It had to be three. Three is the magic number.
Oh, yeah, so just know that I was minding my own business in Washington and I was getting videos from B and I was confused because y'all niggas was in a cab, I think. And it's just like, you're just like, but I love him. And when? No, I have to call him. And like, you just hear B, stop. And at first I was confused on who. And then you name dropped. And I said, oh.
Right. I literally said, if you don't tighten the fuck up, I will literally rip your false eyelashes out of your real eyelids.
And she bitch whipped you low key verbally in the video. She basically called you a bitch. She was like, get your shit to, like, she low key hoed you like in the video and then sent and recorded it and then sent it to me.
So what I'm hearing is she's trying to victimize herself for no reason. I'm glad your phone got stolen because now I'm mad.
No.
Now I'm
that's
hot.
Not my fault.
Recorded emotional. I should have recorded it.
I did my best friend duties and got you drunk on your 21st. Okay, in the most latest possible way.
But see, my thing is, possible. I feel like.
I did my job.
You could have just got me drunk and could have had stories to tell.
I'm sorry.
You didn't have to violate me like that.
No, like, anybody on this earth. Anybody,
you didn't have to violate. You really didn't have to violate. Period.
Anybody on this earth can get you drunk, but I had the honor to get you drunk, shit-faced, plastered on your 21st. You've been a baby
and then
entirely too long.
Made fun of me of it. And
I didn't make fun of you. I just had evidence. That's all. I just had
evidence. Fucking lying. Yes, you did.
I didn't make fun of you.
What are we doing right now?
You did that on your own.
3 years later, what are we doing now?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, listen.
It's okay, because your time coming.
It's okay.
Dre.
Oh, I'm finna wear your behind out. It's gonna be great.
There's honestly not enough words in this English language the way how I really want to get you in, like, recorded. Like,
because you think you're too good. Like, you really think you're too good for it.
I don't think I'm too good. I just feel like y'all.
And I think it's the fact that you, like, you really, we, I feel like I'd be sparing the rod and now I'm spoiling the child. Like, you don't get caught on camera. You do a bunch of dumb stuff, but we just have to sit here and tell the story of all the, like, the ugliness that happens with you. And now you think you're too good for it, but it's okay because you're gonna get got now. It's my personal.
I can. Y'all just
personal vendetta.
I remember what I said in the last video when I said, "What's like a New Year's resolution, but like for 10 years?" And you're like, "Bitch, a goal." And I said, "Oh yeah, a goal."
Oh yeah.
And basically, it was like, "Yeah, like we gotta get B, bro."
Because oh, she's gonna get you in the worst way.
Yeah, have to.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, yes, I do have video evidence on both of y'all, but it's not like a plethora. Like, I have so much. I just have like.
What do you mean?
And then I feel like it's also one of those things where it's like maybe like I feel like you get the video evidence of stuff that probably shouldn't even have been video recorded. Like you just thought it was cute to record it right then in that moment.
Yeah.
Like because like, oh yeah, this is really gonna wear her out. Like this is gonna make her look so bad when the time comes for me to show this to somebody, a complete stranger who just wants to watch her be ugly. And I got time.
All right, y'all, I have a question. So if you were to get any plastic surgery right now, what would you get?
I want to get my boobs done.
You would really get your titties done?
I 100% would. No regrets.
So
I don't need a BBL. I don't need tummy tucks. I don't need facial reconstruction. Yeah, I would get my boobs done.
So like right now, like in like 10 years or so, when you balling, like you finna get the titties done?
Mm-hmm. Not big, but definitely, yeah.
Well, so what would you get? Like, what cup, like, you
like, think? I would size me to a C.
Like, just, like, a really full C.
Mm-hmm.
Good middle titty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm... Like, now I'm at, like, B. Like, I just want a little bit more to where it gives me the perfect amount of, like, curve or, like, some weight. Like, because I'm like, yeah, I have booty, but, like, I want full body weight. So if I don't get it naturally on my own from like just getting gains, yeah, I'm definitely getting work done. I made up my mind a long time ago that I was gonna do that.
It's just so funny because you just said it like so quickly, like without any hesitation. You're like,
because I've thought about it time and time and time again. And the only reason I was gonna join the military when I first thought about joining the military was because there was like, oh, you get a free plastic surgery, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm in there. Yeah, I'm definitely. No, yeah. No questions asked. That's the only thing I would do it for.
That's funny. But
and that's what I was going to do.
No, not at all.
B, what you doing? One plastic surgery. Go.
Or would you not do it?
I'm not going to punk out like that. Like, just to entertain the question, I think I would. Does lips count?
Then B would do lips. I feel like B would do lips.
Why did I just know, bro? I just was like lips.
I feel like either lips, but I guess it doesn't count as plastic surgery because
that's
like
that's a plastic surgery.
It's not really plastic. It's just a filler.
It's just a filler. It's just injections. I would probably do my chin. I would probably like and make it not so pointy. Your like chin? Actually, like basically, like plastic surgery.
I don't know why I thought you was gonna say like a BBL. Like, no shade.
B's too little for a BBL. I would not want her to get a BBL.
Or, well, I'm saying, but you could, sometimes, like, they'll tell you, like, go gain weight. I don't know if you can gain weight, B. I feel like you're just, like, incapable.
I feel like I would not want to see.
No, I feel like my max is probably, like, 120, and I would really have to work really hard for that 120.
I don't know.
But I don't know. I feel like because it's, like,
maybe, like, ass shots. I feel like, well, maybe just a little bit. Not, like, super ass shots.
I think the only thing I would do would probably be, like, my chin. I have, like, extra skin when I smile.
What's wrong with your chin?
Right.
I've looked at your chin for how long? Your chin is not pointy.
You see that extra like this?
I've never seen nobody.
I want to get rid of this. I want this to be gone. I want like basically like I guess you would say a rounder face.
She said she got chin meat.
Yeah, I do.
She really like, wait. Does your chin?
When you smile,
mine don't move as much.
Mine don't move.
I have this much skin. Do you see that?
Oh, see, I got some skin. Okay, when I smile.
Yeah, when I smile, but it's like this much, and I feel like
when I smile, I can't move it at all.
Yeah, like mine don't really move. It just kind of the. Do you see how much mine moves? Discord.
I feel like when I smile, like okay, this is like my face normal, which is whatever. But I feel like when I smile, this kind of like flexes down, and like my chin right here, and it's like.
Oh, you do get like a little.
And I would want to little... like fix this, so it's like
more like Peter more Griffin. Rounded.
Yeah, not no. I don't have a butt chin.
It's not that big.
No,
it's
but just, I just it's mean like
she has a crease.
It just
Yeah, like I just have a fluctuation of like a lot of loose skin underneath, like the bone from the bone of my chin to like the excess skin, and I feel like I would change.
But how many people are actually going to see that? Because I feel like I don't ever, I've never noticed that. And as long as I'm
not, I know you guys haven't. I've noticed it a lot. Like I don't like side. I hate my side profile.
I hate my side profile. Your side profile is fine.
I think my side profile is cute. I ain't gonna hold y'all. Yeah,
because y'all got y'all nice, like slim, normal noses, not too big of lips true. And all that stuff. My side profile is interesting.
Interesting to say the least. I guess the first thing would be definitely my lips. I wish I had like a bigger top lip. I would still get injections in my bottom one, like maybe I guess slightly less, but I don't want my top lip to invert as much as it does. Like I want luscious lips. Is that too that's much what I thought you were gonna world? Say no that's definitely my number one. I just don't know if that counts as a surgery, but if that counts, I guess in the world if you something get I would Botox? Have altered. Yeah, we get Botox. I would definitely do my lips.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna get.
What would you do, Sheik?
I feel like y'all should already know what time it is. Even
though this isn't very common. Gonna get her forehead reduced.
Forehead reduction. You already know what time it is on the dead homies. Yes.
Okay,
that's a type of plastic surgery.
Before you make that face, I've seen someone do it. I've seen it on TikTok. Someone has done it.
The only other thing I would do, which I also looked into recently, because I also did not know it was a thing. And it's you can get implants in your calves. And
I'm not playing with you.
I swear.
For the people of the world. Okay. I just want y'all to know. Well, I don't really want y'all to know, but I'll tell y'all because, you know, I don't have to lie to y'all. Y'all gang this bitch. Your girl ain't got no calves. And let me tell you, they look good. I haven't seen any women get them. Like, no, mostly men have gotten them. I ain't gonna lie to you. But they look really good. And it's like, it look even thick. Like, because it even looks thick in the front. Like, when you look at them face on, I would get calf implants. And y'all would just have to say some shit to me. Because I'm getting calves.
I feel like there are so many more surgeries that would be much more lucrative.
But right. What else? My body's great. I mean, I just need to
what
work
I'm saying
out.
Like booty you could give lifts. Yourself some boobs, you can give yourself some booty, you could
like a little tuck like, yeah, I don't
like
know.
I feel like there's so much more to where it's like, bro, like I can go from looking good to looking great, you know, like
I feel like nobody looking at your calves if they like trying to decide whether if you look great or not. I mean, if you ain't got no calves, that's fine, but your legs are still defined.
Your legs are still like nice legs.
I would maybe get a BBL. Okay.
That's how I feel like. I feel like outside of that stupid calf thing, I was like, okay, forehead, I could see forehead. If that's what you want, I support it. And then I was thinking your next best would be a booty. I was not thinking calves.
I think I'm a really good candidate. Yeah, because I don't think either one of y'all would be a really good. I mean, Dree, we know you don't need a fucking BBL. But yeah, fuck you.
Right.
But
like, my yeah. Tea.
Yeah,
just know that Sheik is coming for you, and if Sheik is coming for you, then I'm coming for her.
I already told y'all there was no competition. Y'all the only ones who want to come for me and beat me and whatever.
It's not a competition.
Same thing with like B with her hair. Same thing with B with her hair. B did not want to compete with us.
Oh yeah,
it's already a thing. Sheik is coming for you on her booty size. So if she's coming for you, then I'm coming for her. Okay, we all gonna elevate. So what you gonna do? Barbecue a mildew, bitch.
Look, you better let them know, B.
What you been to do, fam?
Oh, yeah, I would consider getting a BBL, though. Because, like, yeah, I could definitely BBL.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like there's so many more surgeries. Because, like, I feel like I definitely, my go-to number one is definitely, like, my boobs. Outside of that, it's not even a plastic surgery, but I would get LASIK so I don't have to wear glasses anymore.
Oh, okay.
And then
it's funny.
I maybe would look at maybe some sort of like rhinoplasty just to take like the hump out the top of my nose, but that's about it. Like, I don't really mind how wide my nose is. I feel like it's pretty proportional to the rest of my face, but I don't like the bump that I get from my side profile.
Okay.
That's literally it. I know eventually I will be blind, but right now it's fine. Eventually I will be blind. Real blind, not fake blind like Stevie Wonder. She's talking about somebody like Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder is fake blind. I'll be real blind.
The world may never know.
Dree said she know. She said she's already decided that nigga's not blind.
I know. And it, what's funny is I actually presented my evidence to Lemonade and he believes it now too. And he did his own search. And yeah.
Lemonade is goofy though.
But my thing is he thought I was joking and playing at first too. Like he thought it was a game. And then I actually, like, I showed him and I showed him the videos and the stuff that I saw. And then he went and did his own research. And now he's like, oh yeah, nah. And then he actually ended up piercing a lady who was blind and he started asking her questions. And then he was like, oh yeah, nah, Stevie Wonder can see. It only took me literally like two arguments to convince him. And then he did his own research and own questions and analysis and then determined that, oh yeah, she definitely, like, I have everything I need to conclude that my guy is a seeing person.
Bitch.
Can we just talk about the fact? Because I feel like revisiting this.
Your porch swing.
No,
I
didn't. My turn to talk.
I definitely raised my eyebrow at you.
My turn to talk. Guys, let me tell you how I was victimized today by one of the members of my friend group.
We shall name no names.
I'm not going to name no names right now, but I'm definitely going to name names. And I'm going to drag that name through the mud because how dare her. But one of my friend group, one in the friend group, happened to call today while I was just chilling, minding my own little business. We were getting ready to record. So we were just kind of just hanging out, getting everything prepped and together. Of course, then the errands that we always do before we start recording is we all, you know, get our drinks together, get snacks, whatever we're going to need before we start recording so we can just let the session flow. I was kind of torn between what I wanted to drink. And so I went on Pinterest and I found this really cool, neat drink. Like we talked about in the last episode, my top ranking is whiskey. Like I love whiskey as my drink. I found this really neat drink. It's called a port swing. It's called a port swing. It's like, it has like whiskey, bourbon, like whatever your choice is. And then you can mix it with peach tea and peach tea, lemon juice, and whatever other, like, if you want to do like a flavor. So I did like strawberry. So I have a strawberry peach port swing. Tell me why. B, let's drop the name right now. And Sheik was a witness. So, you know, let me tell you, B had the nerve to tell me that I would be the one to drink a port swing because I give off the vibes of someone who would have owned slaves in the past life. Girl, what? And it was so unprovoked because we were just trying to figure out what we doing, what we drinking, how we feeling. And I was just trying to share what I came up with, what my conclusion was. And she was like, yeah, port swing. Yeah, you would be the one to drink a port swing, you old slave owner. And I was like, how did this escalate so quickly, so fast?
Bro, she came at your neck for no reason.
And I just sat here and I was just like, how? Why? When? Where?
I'm going to tell you when and where.
Why did I have to be the slave owner?
And she's light skinned. She's the only light skin in the group.
B is the only light skinned one. She was the only one that's the most closely favored by the white people.
Yeah.
And I got to be the one to own the slaves.
I can tell you why.
You care to explain?
Yes. Oh, I do care to explain.
Please make it make sense because I didn't get it earlier. I don't get it now. And I feel a little bit scorned.
I'm going to make it make sense. Okay. So to begin with, yes, I am the only light skin of the group. As far as I know of, I'm not mixed with any type of white, okay? TBD, because we're going to test this out. Now I got this.
I don't know what I am either, though.
Now that I got the STEMI, we're going to see, okay?
Y'all heard it here first. I think she's only 45% black. She less than half in my eyes, but we're going to see. Go ahead with your story.
Oh, are we 23 and me?
I already have one with Ancestry.
I'm going to do Ancestry. I looked up the difference between the two. I think I'd rather do Ancestry between 23andMe. 23andMe tests for other stuff that's different.
Okay. We'll talk about that after. But go ahead. State your case.
So I'm going to state my case. Okay. So the way we think, I feel like we definitely have a high level of ADHD. And there's certain things and certain words that trigger certain thought processes. And when I tell you, I'm not gonna lie, I know this sounded like very aggressive, that I just hit you with a statement that blindsided you out of nowhere. I promise you, I came for your neck, chopped it off, slapped that shit, and trying to like,
you did
basically like, what's wrong with you? But when I tell you my thought process was, she said, okay, I tried this new drink, it's called Porch Swing. And yes, I mean, me knowing her, I know that she loves Maker's Mark, okay? That is her, like, her go-to drink. And me and Sheik always called her an old man. Yes, we always have, we all three of us have our old man drinks. But Dre drinks, the way she drinks like an old white man, okay? So she said,
I drink whiskey, guys? I drink bourbon, I drink scotch, I drink all of that.
Exactly. I drink whiskey, okay? And yes, bourbons or a bourbon whiskey, but you drink scotch. And it's like, you definitely have the epitome of an old white man drinking mentality. So when you said, oh guys, I tried a new drink, it's called Porch Swing, the exact image that basically Raven Simone vision into my eyes was you sitting on a porch of a big white house in the middle of a plantation in the middle of like dead heat summer watching your slaves pick cotton. I don't know why that was my first go-to, that was my first reaction. I just said what came to my mind, no filter. I'm not gonna lie to you, that was my first thought. You said Porch Swing and I was just like, oh wow, she's drinking like an old white man sitting on a porch. And one, and for two, she's definitely country as fuck. Like, okay, she's from the South. Okay, the South, all the way in the South.
I'm Southern born and raised. We all know that.
Yes, so that's why I think that definitely further embedded the.
Best believe me, being Southern born and raised. What was it? When did segregation end and when did slavery end? 300 years ago. I definitely, I'm just if saying, I was Southern born and raised, I would have been a slave, okay? Dree, not a I'm slave not owner. In no instance.
It was you, but you naming this drink, that was my straight line of thought process to the fact that this is such an old man drinking mentality. Southern born and raised, drinking an ice cold tea, twisted tea on the porch. Like, you gotta be watching slaves pick cotton. That was my thought process. I'm sorry.
I'm ready to pick Sheik because I'm tired of hearing you talk.
Go ahead.
Was this supposed to help your case?
No.
Basically, all you said was, look, yeah, she said it. Let me tell you what B just said. This is how I heard it. Basically, she said, so she said something, and basically that word just made me think that she owned slaves. Like, what?
No, this wasn't supposed to negate the fact. This was not supposed to negate the fact of what I said. I said what I said. I was just telling you what my thought process of how I got to that conclusion. I can see how in the like second instance, how it didn't make sense, but that was my thought process.
Do you know what you said exactly though, verbatim?
I said, oh, you look like somebody who would own slaves.
What you said, Dree, you look like you are bougie enough. She said bougie and something else. She's like bougie enough
and country enough. I think it was.
Yes.
Yeah, bougie enough and country enough.
Bougie enough and country enough to where I could see you owning a porch swing and like owning slaves. And I was like, how did we get here? Nobody's supposed to be here. I was like, wow. Like,
oh wow.
From my drink that I found on Pinterest.
You know what's funny? I definitely feel like I'm like a B whisperer. Like, I feel like most of the time with B, I be understanding the thought process, or I be knowing what she gonna say before she say it, or I could look at her face and I can kind of be like, oh, she about to be on some bullshit. When I tell you, I was no justification. No, I was so surprised. None. Like, if you would have put a gun to my head in 200 years, I would never have thought that so unprovoked that she would have just called you a slave owner. I was just like, oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Within the first 10 minutes of being on the phone, like, it was like, yeah. I hadn't said or done anything. This is my first time speaking to her all day. and we were just getting ready to, like, we were literally just chilling, like, booling. And she was just like, yeah, you look like you'd be drinking a porch monkey. You're a slave owner.
You said porch monkey.
I was like, what?
Not what I said. You said porch monkey.
Okay.
No, I didn't say porch monkey.
Okay.
I think she said porch monkey.
Okay, I said it, but because I forgot what it was called. And basically I was like, I don't remember. Y'all was talking shit.
Your little porch monkey.
I don't know. Y'all was talking shit, and basically I was like, blah blah, whatever, bitch, go drink your porch monkey or whatever the fuck this is called. Or whatever the fuck you said.
No, but. no, okay, but comma, however, she then later, after giving it some pondering and some thought, she was like, you know what, Dree, this okay, one time,
wait, I didn't necessarily say that I agree with your statement.
Oh, no, you didn't agree with me. You didn't. You definitely didn't.
I do not. Before I say what I say, I just want to say that I do not agree or condone B's statement of.
You ain't got to preface it with nothing, because go ahead and tell her how you co-signed.
No, I'm going to preface it.
You co-signed.
But I ain't going to hold you, because I was like, damn, B, that's fucked up. Like, fuck wrong with you, whatever. But then I just unintentionally, I was like, well, there was that one time, and I'm not saying that you a slave owner, but you kind of did this real slave ownery thing one time. So y'all, back in the day when we all lived together, when I was in Florida. So let's just cue it up, act like it ain't what it is. There was a mosquito. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there was a mosquito, whatever.
Air quotes.
But pretty much we were all by the kitchen, and like lemonade was there, and like essentially he had said, regardless of this mosquito, he definitely said something to disagree with you. Then you looked at him crazy and then slapped the shit out of him, right? So she claims there was a mosquito. There might have been, but
Dree,
I'm gonna just tell you,
not me, Dree.
Here's the facts. He disagreed with her. She stared at him for a minute, looking at him crazy, and then slapped the shit out of him. And then she was like, there was a mosquito, da da da. And he was like, damn, like the fuck, like he ain't had to do all that. And then I jumped in, I said, Dree, yeah, you didn't have to do all that, like whatever. So then she comforted me.
You making it seem like I was plotting.
Y'all, she slapped the shit out of my like slapped the shit out of my back. And I ain't gonna hold you, it kind of reminded me of, like, you know, when slaves were being whipped. So I'm not saying that I agree with what B said. All I'm saying is, in that day, in that one instance, that one time we did that one thing, it had big slave owner energy. That's all I was trying to say.
And then to further prove my point, okay, after she basically made you a battered woman over a mosquito, air quote.
Y'all, to this day, I have never seen this mosquito. I'm just going off her word that there was.
She didn't even kill the mosquito. She didn't get the mosquito.
Okay, so let's talk about the fact that if you didn't see the mosquito, how you know I didn't kill it?
Because I saw it afterwards.
Because you saw it. Exactly. There was a mosquito, is what I'm trying to tell y'all. I didn't just make up the fact that there was a bug. There was a bug on y'all, and rather than me trying to tell you, like, hey, watch out, move, because it was already late. Like, it was sitting on y'all, which is why I was staring at y'all all set up crazy, because it landed on you. It was going to bite you in any second. I was trying to save y'all life, and you're welcome. I didn't go about it in the right way, because I couldn't make words happen. I struggle with words. We all know this, okay? I am the hardest one to make my words make sense. Okay. If I would have said, wait, you would look at me like I'm crazy. So I was like,
hey, I looked at you crazy, the shit out of me too.
It's okay. But welcome. Did you get bit by a mosquito? No.
But let me tell you what Dree's basic rebuttal to this was. It was like, what was I supposed to do? Let you get bit by a mosquito and get like yellow fever or whatever? I was like, you live in America?
I didn't say yellow fever. I said, what did you want me to do? Because you could have very well got bit, and you would have had a way worse rest of your week.
No, you definitely because you would have got disease.
I said, like, West Nile.
Yeah,
I said, or Zika. You don't know. I said West Nile or Zika, because you got bit by mosquito. You're welcome.
Regardless,
I saved
regardless.
Your life.
That's what you said. But then at the end of that, what you said is like, it's okay. One day you're gonna look back on this and you're gonna thank me. Does that not sound like a slave owner who basically is like, I'll whoop your ass, but basically I'm like, you'll thank me one day.
No, do you know what she said?
A slave owner never said, you'll thank me one day, ever.
No. That's not what she said, B. Let me tell you what she said. She said, and if I could go back, I'd do it again. That's what she said.
She did say that. She said that too. But then she's like, it's okay. You know, she'll basically, you'll thank me one day. I saved your life.
But basically, that's not the slave owner energy.
But that's not slave owner energy. That's being a good friend. What I did say though, because y'all literally tried to like play the victim and like make me seem like I just wanted to hit y'all. I was like, you know what? At this point, I'm tired of trying to defend myself. I'm just gonna stand behind what I did because I did it, and I knew that my heart was in the right place when I did it, and that's why I said if I did it once, I'd do it again. At this point, because I'm tired of trying to defend myself. Like, if we rewind and it was back in 2017 all over again, 2018, I would do it again, and I would have no regrets. Okay, not one.
So you wanted to hit?
If I whooped your ass once, I could do it again. That's what she said.
And lemonade.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. All I had to say was you're welcome. So all I had to say was thank you, but that still does not justify why B felt the need to tell me that I was a slave owner today. Like she did add in that, and that does make me look a little bit more incriminating in the light, just because this is a repeat behavior. To where, like, well, no, it wasn't even repeat behavior.
It was just a one-time thing.
It was a one-time thing that happened to where B really could have piggybacked off of that in that moment.
Yeah,
but she didn't. She waited till today to be like,
listen,
oh, yeah.
3 years later, you give I cashed off in my
slave
car.
Owner energy.
And she definitely didn't think about that time when she said it. That's another thing. Yeah. It's not like she thought about that and then called
you. She didn't think about that.
She called you a slave owner just because. And then I just so happened to be like, what?
My PTSD kicked in.
You didn't get hit. What?
No, PTSD? I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about what you think. Like, no, PTSD? Not me. PTSD. I was speaking from your perspective.
I was like,
yeah. Sheik's PTSD kicked in, which is why she was able to co-sign. And I won't even really mad about it because whatever. Yeah, like that was provoked. Like, yeah, I did something to her. So like, if she feels like I may have been a slave owner.
Don't think you're a slave owner, to be clear.
But my thing is exactly, she does not agree with you. So my thing is either way, B, you're in the wrong.
Because she keeps trying to act like, well, Sheik said.
Like, Sheik's on my side. No, she's on my side.
No. I didn't say she was on my side. I just said she provided consequential evidence that basically supports what I said. I'm not.
It wasn't consequential because it didn't happen as a result. It happened before.
I'm just saying I said what I said. And that's all. That's it.
Either way, the people know. The people know right from wrong. And I was wrongfully accused of being a slave owner for no reason.
I just think it's the fact that it came from B. Like, if I would have said it, it kind of would have been fucked up, but it would have been like, all right, well.
And let's really be clear. If any of us was going to be a slave owner, who really would it have been? let's be clear. Because my black behind, and she's black behind, was been outside, not at Massa. Not at his bedside.
And I can't argue with you there. But
when that's a die, guess what? He would have handed the reins right over to B.
That's kind of why it was like the audacity to say that was crazy. Like, I was like,
they're like, what? I'm just telling y'all about this really neat drink. Cause they also like, they don't really drink Maker's Mark. And I've been trying to convince them of it for the longest. And I'm like, bro, like, I really think I did something with this drink. Like, y'all should try it. And I was trying to explain it to them to get them hype about it. And B was just like, oh yeah, nah, slave owner. Ah. And I was like, wait a minute.
I ain't gonna lie. The minute she said slave owner, bitch, I forgot what was the ingredients of this fucking drink. I don't even remember what you said beforehand.
That's what I'm saying. She really took my thunder.
Yeah, she stole the fuck out your thunder. You said
and dragged me through the mud.
She said you a bougie ass country ass slave owner ass hoe. That's what she said.
Yeah,
like, baby, I grew up in Low Country, South Carolina. Ain't no way I was gonna be no slave owner on the plantation. Let me tell you one thing. Even if I prayed and hoped and wished and did everything nice in my past life, the good Lord was not gonna give me that. Even if I really, really wanted it, okay, I was gonna be a slave.
Yeah,
big slave energy, not big slave owner.
I ain't gonna lie. B, you definitely radiated big who raised you energy because that was just some wild
action. Who raised you moment of the week goes to B.
Oh yeah.
Stop. Like,
my ears was not deceiving me. I wish they were.
Man.
I was like, wow.
Wow.
All I said was, hey guys, y'all ready to start recording? Let me tell y'all about what I found to be a great drink.
Oh my god.
Y'all should definitely try out. And B's like, oh moral yeah, of the story, like a bitch. Port swing.
Hey, look, moral of the story, bitch, don't show us drinks no more. I'm showing us stuff.
I don't know if that's the moral of the story or if I can't mention porches anymore. I don't really know what took her down that road.
It's been real. We love y'all. We'll see y'all next week.
Can we do a new outro with me in it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
of course.
Nah, bitch, no. Fuck you.
Oh, no, yeah. I thought that was just the end.
Fuck Dree. No, this week is fuck Dree.
Fuck that nigga Dree.
No. On the t-shirt tomorrow.
Because I didn't do nothing. B, best believe, you was forever on the t-shirt. Don't try to put me on the t-shirt because you're what? T-shirt, B. Ain't no fuck Dree. That's never a movement. Like, it was a moment that piggybacked off of your whole, like, oh yeah, Dree's a slave owner. That was a moment.
She's gonna sleep, bro. She's gonna sleep like that hoe called me a slave owner. Like,
oh, it's definitely, it's heavy on my heart, okay? It's heavy on my heart. But like, listen, my thing is either way.
Imagine every time she's drunk from this point on, she's just like, every time I pour a glass of Mrs. Mark.
You ruined my favorite type of whiskey because you called me a slave owner. I can no longer drink whiskey or bourbon because you called me a slave owner.
No, look, let me tell you, bro.
You can drink it. You're just going to have to live with it.
Could you imagine? Like, you're not even there, B. She's literally in Jack's getting drunk with Dree, and she's just like, good. And she's just like, y'all.
Am I a slave owner?
Really said I'm a slave owner. Like, do I look like I'd be a slave? If we were in the 17th, would I be a slave owner? Like.
You really did that for me.
No, like, this is gonna be her drunk thing.
And that's okay. The difference between a moment and a movement. Like it's definitely fuck me is the movement. That is the movement forever. Like, I am genuinely upset because I cannot fully enjoy my drink because you called me a slave owner because my cup is empty?
Yes, it should be.
Bitch, you're done. You're cut off.
That just shook me to the core. I should at least have ice in here. I'm confused.
All right, y'all. It's been real. Dree's drunk. It's getting late. It's time to go.
Listen, the moon is out. The wolves are howling. Okay, it's time to go.
We love y'all. Are you saying anything, Dree?
But my thing is there should be ice in this cup. I'm confused.
It melted. You ate it. It don't matter.
I don't believe y'all. It don't make sense.
We're not in the same state as you, bitch. All right. Peace.
Thanks for watching Our Daddy Sons.
Be sure to follow our Instagram page at Our Daddy's Son. That's going to be YS for daddies and S after sons.